Guys, it's time now for Gordo and the O-Deck, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, I have to admit I'm dragging this morning.
Okay.
I was getting ready to go up to bed and to get some sweet, sweet sleep, you know, so I could broadcast at a very high level this morning. And the sirens started going off. And I was like, what the hell's happening? Because I had no idea about any weather coming in, anything like that. But hear those sirens, and so that I'm like, okay, I'll stop and investigate what the sirens are going off. Because I knew it wasn't the first Wednesday of the month, which is when they test those dang sirens. So I see the weather coming in, and then, of course, I got to tune in, and I watch Delkus, who was jacket off last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got locked into that for a couple hours, watching all that weather come through, and, man, it came down hard at my place.
Yeah.
And I have a few iffy trees.
Uh-oh.
So I was very concerned about that.
Isn't one threatening your neighbor's house?
I've had two different ones fall on my neighbor's house from my apartment. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, fell on the house on each side of me at different times, different storms. But yeah, two trees I was worried about, and they fell towards my neighbor's house and did damage, I mean, like, on top of their house.
How are the neighbors with that happening?
Well, I don't think they're happy, Craig.
Strained relationship on the block?
I think it bothered. Now, one set of neighbors that were living there when the house fell, they moved away. So they got out of there after that episode.
They couldn't take the constant threat of your trees hanging over their house?
And I'm sure it bugged them a little bit because their insurance has to cover it.
Right.
Because it's their home. But it's my tree.
Right.
So it's kind of a curb-type situation.
But you obviously offered to pay for it.
No. Not in the least. There was never even a hint of that. And
so they moved away.
And so they moved away, yeah. But this one that's really threatening my apartment right now is the largest tree on the property. I mean, it is huge, and it's having issues, like it's dying or something, so I really need to get it removed. And it's going to be one of these deals where I guarantee you to have that tree removed, it's going to be like $5,000.
Yeah. Stump and all?
Yeah.
Or are you going to keep the stump and make it a little picnic bench?
No, I'm not going to make it a picnic bench. I think that's one of the greatest. It's one of the things that hurts me the most when I have to pay to have a tree removed, particularly a tree that's still alive, still looks great, still makes the property look good and enhances everything. And you not only have to lose that thing, but you have to pay an ungodly amount of money to lose it.
I went through this on Friday. I had a dead tree in my backyard I had to have cut down. It's not super cheap.
No.
And I found an awesome deal, and it still wasn't super cheap.
All right, you're going to have to give me the name of your awesome deal.
I will do that.
Because I always get them priced out, and it just seems... And that's the thing. It's pure labor. So they just name whatever price they want to do it for.
Yeah, but when you watch them actually climbing up the tree...
Oh, they're amazing.
It's incredible how quickly they do it, and as I was watching them do this, I thought, if I even attempted to try and do this myself, I would have been dead inside 10 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and I don't see how they're going to get this thing down with it leaning over onto the house/apartment. So, anyway, the storms come through, dump lots and lots of rain, and I've been having an issue with my car, and I talked about this on the air. I don't know whether it was when you were out or not, but my car has been malfunctioning lately.
Which one? Your old beater?
No, not my old beater.
Your go-kart?
My newer beater. All the warning lights started lighting up like a Christmas tree. You know, the front collision not working, the airbag thing says it's not working.
A wrench appears.
You don't know what that is. An end check engine. Everything lit up. So I took it in a couple weeks ago, and they said, oh, yeah, this is, you need a new airbag module, airbag control module. I don't know what that is. I say, okay, shouldn't that be under warranty? And they said, look it up. And they, oh, your warranty expired 2 months ago.
Uh-oh.
Like, all right, fine. How much is the airbag control module? It was like $1,400 or $1,500. So I get it fixed, and I'm driving home, and they had it for, you know, they had to have it because I had to order the part, and it's 5 days, something like that. Finally get the car back. I'm probably 6 miles down the road from the dealership. All the exact same lights came back on. The exact same thing. Well, another thing that was wrong with it was the sunroof was just leaking like a tiny bit. And I said, you know, is it, check the seal on that. That seal is not sealing really well up on that sunroof. So, could y'all check that? Yeah, we did. It's the drains, and it needed to be cleared, and so we needed. So they supposedly cleared the drains. Well, after that, it was worse than ever before, and the AC started draining into the wheel wells.
I don't think you're taking it to the right place.
Well, these guys are great, and they're so nice. And it was a new place. I'd never used them before. And they tried to make it right on, like, the airbag module. They gave me a real big discount on that. And so I like the guys, and I got to take the car back to them to get all the exact same stuff and more fixed now. But the long story short of it is that because the AC had been draining into the wheel well now, I had to take the mats out of the car because it was just mildewing in there, mold in there. And when I was at work the other week, I took the mats out and put them on top of the car while we were broadcasting, and then I would, you know, come back down to the parking garage and put the mats in. I left the windows kind of cracked, you know, where it could dry out a little bit. And I get basically almost all the way home when I go, oh, I forgot I had the mats on top of the roof. So I lost the mats somewhere.
So they're on the tollway.
So they're on the tollway somewhere. I doubled back, looked all through the tollway, could not find them anywhere. So now I have no floor mats. Anyway, so yesterday, I'm like, I can't stand. Every time I get into my car, it's like a sauna because there's so much humidity and moisture in there. Because the AC draining inside the wheel wells.
You should embrace that.
I say the wheel wells, the floorboards, you know, the foot wells is what I've been meant to be saying. And so this morning when I come out to get into my car, I walk out and I have one of those situations where I don't get to park in the garage. I walk out to the car and I forgot I had all four windows down trying to.
Oh, no.
Trying to get the moisture out.
Was the car filled up with water?
There were fish swimming inside the car.
A neighbor fishing.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It was so bad. And I had that monsoon come through last night. And my windows were wide open. Wide open. So I am so beaten this morning.
God. You're writing out way too many things.
This is giving me flashbacks to when, you know, because the Keith family has a history of just driving dilapidated cars that you're battling every sort of difficulty in the world to keep a car going. You know, I drove for 2 years, I think, without the interior door handle working. So I would have to roll down the window, reach outside the car, and then open from the outside. Every time I got in and out of my car.
Was that the same car that you had when the ticket started that it would only run the heater? You couldn't run the AC?
Yeah, well, I mean, it had no AC because it had leaked out. All the Freon had leaked out. And it had a clogged up radiator. And so you had to run the heat.
Even in the summer.
Could turn it off, but then the car would overheat. So in the summer, you had to run the heat full blast to draw all the heat you could off the engine. So basically the radiator was was running the heat inside the car.
So when it's 110 degrees.
It was murder. And
the windows couldn't roll down.
And that one, three of the windows would not roll down. It was so bad. We've ridden out some cars, all because my dad would think that the people were trying to screw us to fix one little thing or this little thing, so then the problems would just compound.
Well, you just go get a new car.
That was also the one where one of the back passenger door windows was got busted out, and my dad just custom fit a piece of plywood for the window and then painted it black and then rode like that for 5 years. 5 years.
At least he painted it black.
Yeah, he did. He did. So it looked tasteful. Yeah. I mean, it was a nice job. It was a nice finish out on that.
It's not a blind spot at all.
Well, wait a minute.
Right.
Plywood window.
Aren't you a spokesperson for a car dealership?
Well, this is that. These cases were pre-car dealership. This was like very early days of the ticket is with the car he's talking about. The one now that you can fish out of.
The Sonic
car is this morning. So, yes.
Yeah, go to your favorite car dealer and get a new car.
I should. You know, that's my problem is that this particular car predated my deal with Crest.
Uh-huh.
And I have other family cars that have been purchased through Crest. But this one that I had all these problems with lately was not.
So, is this your little car?
Yeah.
That you're having problems with?
It's my tiny car. Which, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm ready to replace it. It's coming up on, what, like 10 years old now?
Is it that old?
Yeah, it's old. And, you know, you get, I mean, some guys, like I guarantee you, Craig Rosengarten over here switches out cars every 2 years, don't you?
Oh, way more frequently than that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's had probably 15 cars since I've started working at Avid Golfer.
Yeah, there's some people who just, they like.
Something goes wrong with a car,
uh-huh.
I don't fix it. I get a new car.
He just drives it in the pond.
Whoa.
Whoa. Cleanest.
Whoa.
I just don't want to deal with it. I just get a new car.
Jeez. So what kind of car are you in now? Is it fancy?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a Lambo?
You got the first two letters right.
L-A.
Well, it's actually an R-A now. You did have a Land Rover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Land Rover.
Do I have a Range Rover?
No, he's got a Range Rover.
Okay.
You don't even know what kind of car
he stays
drive.
In the Rover family.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't. I don't switch out cars as frequently as I probably should because I love cars so much, and you only have a limited time in your life to drive. So I want to drive a bunch of different cars, yet I keep them for forever.
Yeah, you can only drive from, like, age 16 to 85, so that's pretty limited.
Well, still, every 2 years, you can drive a lot of cars if you switch them out. So I'm hurting today, Linda. I'm hurting.
Yeah, that sounds like a rough night, rough weekend. Yeah. All right, Gordo.
Yes, sir.